Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, what's going on, Conquerors? Welcome back to another episode of Kong Cast, coming to you right here from Kong Republic. My name is Jans, and I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Kirshan Moodley.
What up, guys?
Yeah, if you guys have been watching on a regular, you already know us, guys. Behind the camera, doing the audio, also Mr. DJ Nova's in the building. But right now, we have a special, special guest, ladies and gentlemen, because here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And right now, we have a sensational YouTuber and overall funny guy, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome to the studio and on Kongcast, Mr. Zile Wizzy.
Let's get it.
That's a nice intro. I felt like I was going to fight in it.
I know, we get it right.
Yeah.
You nice?
I'm keeping easy, well? Man. I'm easy, man.
I'm glad you're here, glad. Thank you for coming. 100%. So how we normally start off, we start off with a couple of icebreakers, you know, just to get you in the mood of answering questions, so normally he starts. Well, he's going to start with this one.
Okay, cool, man. So what is the last thing you did for the first time?
That's an icebreaker. That's the last thing I did for the first time.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy. What's that? Yo, I don't know.
So something you started that you did the first time, and you're like, no, never.
Whether
again.
It's a roller coaster,
never.
Or whether
again.
It's eating like a particular food,
you're like, you know? Never.
Oh
again.
No, eating sushi. Yeah, I did it. I was like, you know what? It's fine. Lifestyle. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Just give me pop or something. To be honest,
you good now?
I ate sushi and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it at all. Did you? You did only one time then.
I ate like twice.
Okay. So, also, the second time you were like,
but maybe that day I was hungry, you know.
Yeah.
When I ate it the second time, I was like, nah.
No more. Okay, well, my icebreaker is, if you could be friends with any celebrity in the world, who would you choose and why? Living or dead?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
You like comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Two funny guys in the room.
I feel like Kevin Hart has like that grind mentality.
Yeah.
Like you. Without even telling you, would motivate you by him doing himself. You know, like imagine being with someone you know, hey, they're doing something. They make you feel like you're not doing something.
Sure.
So that makes you
want to do more.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
You know that saying of you are who you hang out with.
So if
I hang out with him, then
you know, you're grand.
Something like that.
Very cool. Yeah. But let's get into it.
Let's get into it straight. Okay.
But before we start, I just want to say my intro.
The first question.
Yes.
To please say your intro. I promise you. I'm
that's not the first question.
We love your intro, bro.
I see, Zilwizi. That's your camera right there.
What up? It's your boy Zilwizi. Lama sing sing. Lama chichi. Lama ulama dede. We're doing it.
All the energies are connected. Did you see that question?
I'm surprised, you guys.
No, but did you see it before?
No,
you
I
said
didn't.
That?
No, I didn't see you. Just wanted to do it.
I just wanted to do it. Yeah. I feel free. That's my eyes.
I love that, bro. How did it come about?
So it was lockdown, eh?
Yeah.
I was in my room and now I'm doing all this live. That's how I started. I'm doing all Instagram lives and everything. So people are saying, no, dog, you must have like a YouTube channel or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, let me have a YouTube channel.
Sure.
So I go to YouTube. I see. I don't even know people on YouTube. I don't know any YouTuber by that time. I'm like, what I see in this thingy is that everyone has an intro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everyone starts by saying something.
Something, sure.
So I just didn't want to come be typical YouTuber. Yo, welcome to my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yo, welcome to your boy. So I was like, you know what? I need your boy Zile Wizzy. It has to be there.
Sure.
So something just told me, just say these things. Lama zinzi, lama chichi, lama zinzi, we're doing it. Oh, we're doing it. It came after a while. I was taking it. We were saying, what up, it's your boy Zile Wizzy, lama zinzi, lama chichi, lama ding, lama ding, ding, and my friend didn't stop taking the video. He kept on. I was like, oh, what? What must I say? I said, we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Then, that's how it came. I don't even know what they mean, but I know they have
it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. And I know Zing Zing means money or yeah. something, or Ching Ching means money. Ching, yeah, Zing yeah. Zing means that thing. Or I just gave them meaning. Yeah. And Ding Ding means like, I'm here to conquer. But I know people will think or Ding Ding means that thing. Doesn't mean that thing, guys. Woo-woo just means
I love
fun.
It that you got money and conquer in it.
Yeah. yeah. The woo-woo just means like fun. Fun, like, yeah. Let loose. You yeah. know? And we're doing it. Yeah, we're doing it.
Now, when we watch your videos, that's majority of the time. The intro, we know with this thing always has
yeah,
to
so
be.
Yeah, because it's got such a hook.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a very nice
yeah, every time hook. I'll be on stage, and every time I say it, people, blah. First time I said it in front of people, even old people, bro, like ladies. Well, I was like, my name is Zile. And yeah, anyways, it's your boy Zile. I'm like, you don't even know what I mean. So,
but that must be fun, man.
Yeah,
it is nice. Okay, so where are you from, G? What's your fondest childhood experience?
So, I'm from Limpopo.
Limpopo, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from Limpopo. I grew up with my staying with my granny.
Sure.
My mom was going to work, coming back. And I went to school there, a crash, primary, high school, staying there in a place called Dendron. Yeah, in Limpopo. But then after that, after high school, I came this side. Mind you, everything video-wise, doing jokes. I did jokes while I'm chilling with my friends, but I've never thought I'd be like in front of the camera and do my thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a SEA, you know what I'm saying? A chartered accountant. So I was one of those nerdy kids.
Killing it, eh?
Yeah.
So you're good at school then, I would assume.
Yeah, pretty well.
But so you got a funny personality, right?
Yeah.
So what's the deal? Would you ever do stand up?
Yeah, I would. That I feel like that's where I'm heading to.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'm just like shaking strength where I can and be one day I just want to be like, you know what, it's like, let me do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Go on stage.
That, yeah, go on stage. Because I feel like I'm born to do that. I feel like I'll feel right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kevin Hart, the African
boxer. Grinding, going for it. No, we know you're a Man City fan.
I am a huge Man City fan.
Huge one. What do you think about the league coming up, G? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't want to lie. Like, if this podcast happened before pre-season, I was going to be like, now we're going to conquer and everything. The match between Liverpool and Man City
recently,
I come on, my guy.
Yeah.
That was Kaizer Chiefs.
It was rough.
Haaland missed a one-on-one goal opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm a Chiefs fan also.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah, too unpredictable.
It's very unpredictable. I just want my team to win.
Yeah.
But hey, man, it's tough out there.
It's tough out there, man. The competition is hectic.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when it comes to that, when it comes to the team you support, nah, did it start very from early?
Oh, actually, it started maybe in grade 10.
I used
to watch soccer, but I didn't like the fact that I would chill with guys.
Sure.
And they'll talk about soccer, and I didn't know anything.
Sure.
So
I'd
go and search and be like, yo, I would watch 2 or 3 every time so that when they argue about something, I know
you
that person.
There.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did my research. Then I fell in love with Sergio Aguero.
You
see, Sergio Aguero was my favorite player.
Yeah.
Even people used to call me Aguero because I played soccer here and there.
Yeah.
You know,
you're a striker.
Yeah.
Sure.
I started as a defender in primary.
Man.
Then in high school, I was a striker. So I fell in love with Man City, man.
Mm.
Aguero just made everything possible. You know what I'm saying? It was good to watch him. And also that video of 2011 and 2012 season when he...
The last minute goal.
That thing made me like,
too much
to fall in love with that guy.
Unfortunately, became a supporter then.
I was a Aguero fan and a Man City fan.
Okay, cool.
But so... We know you got your fingers poked in a few things, right?
Yeah.
And we know that you're also a bit of an entrepreneur because you got your own clothing brand.
I
love it. I also love the name Awede Drip. It's so dope, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me more about it. So the Awede, like, is it like aware?
And so, then, yes, you know,
yeah, tell me how it came about.
Most of the things like came from my life. So
sure.
I was on a live this one time, né?
Yeah.
And this one guy joined.
Mm. Okay.
And he said, Awede. I was like, what? What's that?
Yeah.
And everyone started saying Awede. We all said it. Every time I'll be like, Awede, 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 Awede.
Sure.
And I don't even know who's that guy. I don't know who he is right now. You know,
yeah.
It was one time live. Then He said Awele. I'm like, what? This is a nice thing. I always know Awele, Shaw, Dinsang, something like that. Ola, yeah. This guy just said Awele. Awele then, yeah. Like, no, this is a nice thing. And I put it on the shirt and yeah. But now I just pause with that because, yo, you need someone to handle because I'm handling YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes you don't work alone when it comes to...
And YouTube is a beast in a pitole, you know? Yeah.
So you don't work alone when it comes to a brand. You find a clothing brand because now your supplier, you find out he's delaying things.
Sure.
And now people are saying, yo... And some people might spike your name because when I stole their man or something.
Sure.
At that time, there's nothing you can do on your side. So I was like, yo.
But we have some great news for you. So.
Yeah.
So we're opening a division in the next 2 to 3 months, all right, where we work with influencers like yourself. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're going to start up the e-commerce.
Yeah.
We're going to manage your national delivery.
Yeah.
We're going to do the funding up to 100,000. Mm. All right. And we're going to manage the whole branding, photography and post and video content where for the influencer, where they would post, to drive the traffic.
For the merch.
And we're not charging the influencer anything. We'd be doing this absolutely for free. So, I mean, there's currently that gap in the market, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, it takes a team to do this.
When it comes to a clothing brand.
You know, any brand. Any brand, you know.
Even
you
a personal one.
100%. Yeah. You know how much effort goes into your brand alone, you know? Yeah. So we're going to be starting this service where we partner up with people like y'all.
Yeah.
And we'll do everything above the line professionally.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that?
No, I think it's a great initiative and it's gonna give other people like opportunity. Like me, I have a clothing brand, but I don't have time to like manage it. You know what I'm saying? And you find I still get messages of people saying, "Yo, dog,
you want stuff? They want stuff, you know?
Where's the shirt? Where's the shirt?" I'm like, "Ugh."
Now imagine now you got a busy schedule.
Yeah,
I know you got a busy schedule.
Yeah.
Imagine you come to us like once a week and you sit down with your marketing team.
Yeah,
and we present designs, we present ideas, we present rollout, we present concepts like a proper business, and you don't have to do anything. It's a team that you work with, and now like I say, it's more than just one or two people.
Yeah.
It's a whole company that's jumping on board. What would you feel of a service like that?
I feel like that's a great initiative.
Would you jump on something like that?
Yeah, I would.
Cool.
As long as it's gonna push my acronym. The main thing is for people to like. I want someone in Cape Town. I want someone in Kenya. I want someone in Namibia, Zimbabwe doing my thing. That's the main thing for me. You know,
And we got the cool thing is we're gonna do data integration onto it. So basically, whoever buys pieces of merchandise from the site, we do data integration. So, for example, just say now you're launching a particular thing with a brand.
Yeah.
So now the brand comes to you and say, "Hey, sir, we're going to give you 50,000 rand." You tell the brand, "No, I want 60,000 rand."
Yeah.
And they say, "But why?" You say, "Because I got a database of like 20, 30, 40, 50,000 that we will do custom creative and we'll email and SMS and send communications with these people when I do your brand shout outs." So we're trying to integrate it into your brand where it pushes your brand and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I feel like whoever came with that was so smart.
We spoke about this 3 years ago before we even bought the studio. And then it's slowly happening.
Yeah.
You know? It never happened overnight. It's a work in progress.
Everything
But yeah, no, cool, man. No, cool.
Okay. Brother, you know, I actually want to show you something. Nah? Yeah. Just a reference, quick. You having fun over here, brother.
In Kenya.
In Kenya. I see you with other YouTubers as well. So how do you guys even end up in Kenya
with other YouTubers?
Yeah. So, that one was... a thing like, you know, that was basically Tato's thing, Tato Rambed, you know? Tato, this other guy called Rob the Ranger, he's like a YouTuber also. He does animal stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's friends with Tato. So on Tato's birthday, he was like, "Yo, for your birthday celebration, I'm saying, come to Kenya with 4 of your friends." And
That's dope. Okay, so it was in J holiday, birthday celebration.
So we were basically that we were trying to show people how the life there in Kenya is, and also to show people Ore. We went to a place called Zebra Plains,
sure,
Mara, and also went to a place called Masai Mara. So those are the places whereby you, like, they are tented houses. No,
okay.
The problem is, like, you must not be afraid.
Yeah.
Even though nothing won't happen to you.
Yeah.
So it's like you sleep in a tent, but like fancy tents. Like sure. Fancy, yeah. Not those tents like when it's a wedding. You know? No, like fancy tents. Like, then yeah. you are basically in like a safari. So
sure.
Lions can pass here, cheetahs can pass here, or you're sleeping inside. And they give you like 5-star treatment.
Yeah.
So basically, we had to go and experience that and try to explain to people like you guys, like, yo, when you wanna go on a vacation with your hand, that's
the place.
The place.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's actually nice, man. Yeah. Yeah, it was actually nice.
You had a good time there.
Yeah, a good time, man.
Yeah, man.
They will force you to eat 3 times a day.
Really?
Force
you?
Yeah, no, is that thing or no? They'll put food like this.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? They'll put food like this. Be like, yeah, here's your food. Imagine. Now I'm used to eating noodles once a day.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky, I'll buy McDonald's.
Yeah. you know what I'm saying? How was Kenyan food, man?
The Kenyan food was nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, good.
Do they make it like in a South African style, or is it a whole different way they make it?
They make it in their own way, because that place has a personal chef, like a world graduated chef, and he does all the things.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds so dope.
That's nice. Africa's a beautiful place.
Yes, you had a good birthday celebration.
Tato Rambedi's celebration.
Yeah, it was nice.
That sounds fresh.
We had to, like, sometimes, first day in the morning, we go and see animals, cheetahs. For the first time in my life, I saw a cheetah, real life, hunting a gazelle.
Oh, wow.
And it killed it. So it took, like, maybe
you saw the whole hand.
Yeah, so you started, like, let's say you're here, let's say the cheetah is next to you. See the Kyalami on the ground, on the main,
sure,
the shopping center.
Yeah. Sure.
The cheetah is there, is watching the thing here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's a maybe I can say 600 meters away.
Wow.
And it stays and after a few minutes, it went to the thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was not going to catch it. I caught it. We have it on video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have it. Both of us. All of us actually caught it on video.
That's dope, man.
That was one of the once in a lifetime things.
That is crazy. Yeah. I can't believe you saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to just see a cheetah in general, let alone seeing a live hunt that happened.
Yeah.
And get it on video. Clearly a YouTuber.
YouTuber's straight.
I made sure now, my camera better be rolling.
Sure.
But so tell me something. You being such a popular and entertaining YouTube in South Africa, right? Who in YouTube do you look up to internationally? Who do you think is making waves and you like, yo, this is exactly...
I feel like this is an easy question. We all know Mr. Beast.
Bro. Not the level.
I don't know, man.
It's too much.
Mr. Beast, he has this other thing, man. With him, or like, he do all these things, man.
Yeah.
Like, let alone you give, like, people money at the end of the day.
Mm.
So I feel like when you're at Mr. Beast level, yeah, man. Yeah, that's
you can't go wrong.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah, he's spending 45 million rands a month.
Imagine.
On content.
Imagine.
It's great, but his content is another level.
I can't even take out 50 rands to pay some lady.
Okay. What do you think about your content makes it stand out from everyone else, Joe?
Because I feel like it's because I stay true to myself.
Once.
So I feel like people sometimes like put on character.
Sure.
Because of how people perceive them. You know what I'm saying? I think people like a guy who has flashy money or whatever.
Sure.
So people put on that. You know, I feel like if I have like 10 million in my account, then I don't know, there will be changes, but I don't think I'll change like that.
Yeah.
I'll still keep myself.
You,
I know where I come from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like my roots are what made me.
Nah.
So I think the most thing that stands out is that I stay true to myself and I stay unique, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't try to be like, I just be myself.
Really, being yourself is unique and is staying.
That's the element that I think stays out.
It stands out. Yeah. Yeah. I know, guys. Well, you heard it here first from Zilliwizzy himself.
Let's
you know, always stay unique, always stay true to yourself. But right now, well, an ad break is coming up, so we'll be back right after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back everybody to another episode of Kongcast with the one, the only, Mr. Zilarizi in the building.
Let's get it, man.
I'm easy.
Yeah,
awesome, man.
So let's talk about your most memorable video. You made a lot of videos on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Which one was the most memorable? So we're not talking about the one that had the most views, the ones that, you know, you had the most. I'm talking about for you personally. What, out of all your content you made, which one sticks with you just like that?
I think the one that just says.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you look up your person, you must say, Jesus, around. If you don't do that, you're dating. You're dating the wrong person.
Sure.
So yeah, that I feel like that video always stick to me.
Always stick to you.
Yeah. Because the reason I'm saying that is because like this one time, I used to do it on IG.
Sure.
Didn't even have TikTok. Didn't put it on TikTok yet.
Yeah.
So I came back from soccer, playing soccer.
Sure.
Yeah. I was doing all. So I used to say I would put a T, ne, and be like put a word that starts with a T. Mm. Then I'll make a whole scenario based on that.
Mm.
Sharp. I do that video, post on my story. And people react. So I judge by, if 5 people react and laugh, ne,
sure,
I take it and put it on my main channel.
Okay.
So this one time I come back from soccer, my friend sends me a link, Twitter link. I'm like, hey, I don't have Twitter. Click there. So I see it. Musa Kiz posted it.
Sure.
Says, hey, what's this guy's handle? That time he was not even verified. I think he only had like 20K followers.
Mm.
But for me, it was a huge thing. Yo, I screamed. Took the link, took the screenshot, posted, went to his DM on Instagram. I was like, is this you?
Right.
Like, nah, away, shout out, nah. Then after that, yeah, man.
Hey,
so out of all my videos, that one, number one. That one stays.
So Musa Kiz, it started there with that video.
There, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, since you've collaborated with so many YouTubers, bro, I'm talking. Yes, yeah. It's Tato Rampedi.
Someone on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Someone on Twitter once dragged me. Hey, that guy's tiring. You'll see him in every channel.
You. I know, really, brother. You make appearances everywhere.
Yeah.
You've collaborated with your Tato Rampedi, you know, your Just Daddy G as well, you know, Mommy Dearest, all of them, right? Yeah. So, of that, who would you love to collaborate with, like, that you haven't already on YouTube here in SA?
Mix SO.
Miss SO? Mm.
Yeah, Miss XO.
XO, oh, okay. Yeah.
She's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I would like to collaborate with her.
Shout out, Miss XO.
You already heard it, yeah?
Yeah.
She also posted that video.
So you've already...
She knows me, ne?
Yeah.
She once posted the video I was talking about. So I would like to collaborate with her. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Okay, hopefully soon. Yeah. When are you going to collaborate with everyone? That's what it's looking like, G.
Thing is, one thing I hate, I feel like you can't be at one place at the same time.
Sure.
I mean, two places at the same time.
Sure.
So that's what I hate.
Yeah.
There's a gig, you find out there's a gig in Swaziland and there's a gig in PTA.
Yeah.
Mm. Both are beneficial.
Yeah.
But you must choose one. Same date. It's crazy.
You can't do anything.
But tell me some. Like, so, you know, you made a fair impact on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
You got a massive following, right? You know,
I'm trying.
You're almost
at 100K,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a massive achievement.
Yeah.
So congratulations, right?
Yeah.
But what I want to ask you, where did you notice, after the first video, second video, third video, when did you have that sudden increase? Do you remember?
So, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know which video that was in?
Yeah,
how many in was it? What subscriber rate were you at before it started to
go off? I remember there was, I did videos on YouTube, maybe 2020, late 2019. Mm. But they were not numb. They were like typical YouTube videos.
Sure.
Hey, get to know me. Hey, what. But I tried. Mm. I don't know. Like, I put in the work. I did the skits and everything. But this one time, King Omar was fighting with Just DG. They were beefing.
Mm.
I went to a shoot. I'm like, dude, what's going on? Hey, why are you guys not telling me? What's going on? Like, you know, that's the first time I'm even entering their space.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I go home, go to my PC, switch on my PC, put my phone like this. It's at night, even quality won't be nice. Mm. There's not enough lighting.
I know that video. Yeah.
I talk. You know, I think it was 10 minutes. It was not even that long.
Yeah.
After that,
it went off.
Mm. And that made my YouTube channel.
Mm.
So then that's why every time someone asks me, hey, what do you want to, like, the advice you'd give a YouTuber? Mm. So thing is with YouTube, I had old videos. You know what happened with old videos? I just turned on monetization after I reached 1,000, whatever, and all those things.
Yes.
And people, after that video, wanted to see more of me.
Mm.
They went back to all the
old videos.
And the views showed, actually, people are going back. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like the best advice, you don't know which one is going to be your video. So you just put videos there.
Mm.
Let it be 10 views. Let it be 100 views. Let me be 50 views. Let me be 1,000 views. Mm. One day you're going to have a 100K video. You know what's going to happen with those 10? They're going to be on 20K. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Okay.
So what subscriber rate were you at before
that? I think I was 2,000.
Okay.
So you did a fair amount of work before the success just shot up like that.
It was I had Instagram.
Yeah.
1,000, I think 1,000, I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah. Mm. I know, it's insane, man. Because all the videos that you do, all the collaborations that you've had in jail, I think that also helped in the spy. All of that. Now, King Omar is somebody that we actually want to come on the show. So shout out to him. Yeah, shout out to King Omar.
Shout out to him because I remember, you know what happened with me? The video that made people to also know me, there was this other video, Young Mafia, on his channel. It's like, yo, I always see you on proper shows. Come on, Smash Your Pairs. Smash Your Pairs, my guy.
No more.
Me, I'll never join those things. Now, people are passing me. Not because I'm not good looking. Maybe it's because I'm short and they can't even see me. You know what I'm saying?
I know, they have to have a lot of confidence on that show. But
I was like, nah, you know what, I can't do that. He's like, no, okay, there's this other thing, video. I even come late. So people are outside. I'm like, no, can I go inside? No one knows me that time. Can I come inside? Can I come inside? I'm like, no, people are shooting. So I'm like, just call Omar. He will know. He comes in. He already replaced me. The video needs to have 5 people. And I'm the 6th because he thought I was not coming. He puts me in that video. If you go to those comments, even now, I'm sure it's only my name. I believe when you're on someone's channel, that's where you must give out your best. Because one thing for sure, those people don't know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's that thing out, like, I feel like when you're on someone's channel, that's where you sell yourself.
Okay.
It's like you're given a platform to market yourself.
Sure.
So people must be like, yeah, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who's this guy? The guy, you know, they must not even know your name. They must be like, the guy in a white hoodie.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? I like this guy.
Sure.
So, yeah.
No, like, while you're speaking about that, I've seen all the collaborative tours you've gone on, right?
Yeah.
So are you tubed in is something that you're on, right now?
Yeah.
Where did you guys even go? And like that whole thing, like what happens behind the scenes? Because we just see what you guys film.
So it was Tato's idea.
Sure.
And Siam Tanda, him and this other YouTube called Siam Tanda.
Yeah.
So they came with it. Tato told us, yo, dog, I'm planning on doing this. Go to Cape Town. Even we didn't have sponsors. Because it was his idea, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a sponsor. He said, no, budget for yourselves, and budget for yourself. Let's go to Cape Town. I'll come. Can I please? Because since it's a big YouTube space now, whereby it's only YouTubers, we will collaborate with each other through videos.
Yes.
The only way he said, I'll collaborate with you, is through his reality show, my YouTube thing.
Okay.
We take the thing, go to Cape Town. He flies his production team. We go there.
Mm.
And yeah, man. Then
that's how it came about. Yeah, it was just an idea.
February, and only dropped now because of editors and all those things. But
it's a process. You know, it's a whole production. YouTube is a whole production. But you know, let's talk about this, right? So you know, YouTube is a lot of work, sir.
And you
put a lot of effort and stuff to grow your channel. When did your Instagram page start to grow? Because at what subscription rate were you on YouTube when your Instagram page started to grow so rapidly?
So let me tell you, when it comes to me,
yeah,
I started on IG.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when Instagram grew, I think I was on zero subscribers on YouTube. So I said Instagram. After seeing Instagram, I'm like, nah, let me say TikTok. I said TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing TikTok, I'm like, I'm tired. Let's say YouTube. Mm. After YouTube, because I was trending here on Twitter, I said Twitter, but I'm on 5K followers. Don't come for me. All those platforms, I just said step by step. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Every time, I didn't even understand Twitter at all. I didn't know how to operate it, but now I know. So I do like that. I do like that. And with to answer your question, it started with Instagram. Instagram grew first, and people are like, "No, man, open a YouTube. A YouTube channel. Or subscribe." I'm like, "Oh, well, let me do it." Actually, and I did it.
What followers were you on Instagram?
I think before I was just a guy who posts pictures. I was on 600, and I did lives and did everything. You can naturally tell, to be honest.
Number two.
Your that question spike. Is like,
so because you we saw your content on YouTube before Instagram, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm sure there's a fair amount of audience that did as well. My question being is that you know, you got such a large YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where were you on your subscription rate before that audience started to contribute to your Instagram?
So I think I was on 20 something.
Okay.
I was on 20-something K when those people from YouTube started coming. It was on 20K and 15K.
Okay. And did you push a lot of them to Instagram, or do you push a lot of Instagram to YouTube? Or do you do it both ways?
Both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got
to. You grow everywhere. You must balance.
Yeah.
I think I have 144 and 97 and 81 and 5K.
Oh, okay.
So 144 is Instagram.
Instagram,
97 is YouTube.
Yes.
Then 81 point something.
TikTok.
Yeah. And then 5K is Twitter.
Building, carry on building. Okay, well, speaking of your content.
I wish this was money. Hey.
No, so of all the content that you've had, right? That is your YouTube and all. I've seen that. Most of your highest viewed videos involve Mommy Dearest. So I'm wondering, you guys make a good team, man. So I'm wondering, how did that whole friendship start? You know, you guys just making videos together all the time.
I always tell her, it was not a friend. I actually had a crush on her.
Okay.
But she was like, my guy. Once in a while, you take an L as a gent, you know what I'm saying? You regroup. I took an L and we were like, nah, let's just be friends. Fine.
Sure.
Then we are friends.
At least you're brave enough to say that, bro.
That's the reality of a guy.
I genuinely want. We never dated.
Yeah.
I genuinely wanted her, and she said, "Nah, it can't be."
Yeah, but you like collaborating with her video wise.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's okay, man.
Yeah, no, because they are really high views, man.
Yeah,
I think your highest viewed video on YouTube has Umami Dearest on.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, the one you guys are talking.
We are talking.
Yeah, you have shades. You did your
research.
I did my research, brother. We have to do it here at Kong, bro.
Let's talk about your Instagram, sir.
Yeah.
So like, I must play this, yeah?
Yeah.
All right? We love music, Jesus. Well, we love it, bro. Yeah. But this is too good, bro. This is too good. I love it because you're screwing up the words and you're doing... And I dig it, bro, because you put it in such normal scenarios, right? You know, this is too good. So, 500,000 views.
Yeah.
Half a million views on your Instagram,
TikTok.
Half a million views. This year is the Reels.
Reels.
This year is the Reels. Yeah. So it has 500,000 views, right? Yeah. So tell me exactly now, what was involved in the making of this?
So I was like, I kept on singing that song in my head. So kept on singing, it kept on singing. Because I remember before it dropped, he said it to me.
Sure.
I even listened to it. So when it dropped,
yeah,
people already like know it now. And now I've been singing this song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, now I told my one of my unit mates, I'm like, dude, take me this video. I don't know what to do. Just make sure we take this anchor.
Sure.
So I did. And we just put
the you definitely encompassed what everybody does, bro. You know when you have an EOM, something in your head, and a song in your head. Then you're doing normal things, going to the shower, washing dishes. You definitely encompassed all of it. But okay, with TikTok now, you have 83.2 followers. Yeah, 83.2K followers, actually. So, how important is that platform to you? Because I see you're very active on that thing.
Yeah,
you post quite a bit.
I don't know, like, let's say now you feel like TikTok maybe is for dancing and everything.
Sure.
It's a platform, guys. Just do it and see where it's going to lead you to. But I feel like TikTok is where I can just be free, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And put video there. If I feel like saying this, I'm just going to take it and put it there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I just see it as a platform whereby I just want to spread. Like, I have this thing saying, Lama sings into the world.
Sure.
So I'm going to use every window or every path to show myself to the world, you know what I'm saying? So if TikTok is going to help me do that, I'm going to use it to do that, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there who have never seen me, who have never heard of me, and I still have to reach out for them.
100%.
I know, I'm glad that you are very focused on getting your audience.
I think, you know, just to touch on that, right? You know, you obviously see the importance of all these platforms.
Yes.
You really do, right? Yeah. But, you know, so earlier I spoke to you and you said, hey, I got my laptop. I want to actually sit and edit.
Yeah.
So you're pushing, you're working hard.
Yeah.
You know?
The reason I woke up early, I was like, okay, let me go early to the mall. After going to the mall, let me edit nyana. And then when they call me, I'll just come because it's closer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I basically did. But when I got there, because Capitec, I had to make sure I have a plan to come here when the time comes. So I didn't even do anything.
But you're always on the grind, right?
You're always
in the grind and you're focused, which that's an immediate thing. And I established this within the first 2 minutes of meeting you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're talking about editing stuff and all, right? My question to you, B, right? Instagram is very important.
Yeah.
In South Africa, it really is. But YouTube is also very important, right? Which one would you take priority, or which one takes priority in your opinion?
In your life?
I would say both, but being honest, YouTube.
YouTube, no?
Yeah.
That's the one you focus on.
Is there
more
a reason
on?
You're saying YouTube, sir?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because it puts food on the table without someone coming and saying what. Unlike Instagram, it does put food on the table, but someone has to put that food on the table. So you must have brands,
sponsorship,
collaboration, sponsorship. With YouTube, is that thing? I just know at the end of the month, regardless, there's gonna be food on the table.
It's the best monetization platform currently out there.
Yeah.
So no, I agree with you. I mean, see, we prioritize at Kong. We prioritize YouTube, long form content, because our goals and our ambitions is to automatically take our content onto mainstream network. I mean, that's the end goal, but the focus will always be YouTube. Because in our opinion, there's no mainstream content without YouTube.
Yes. 100%.
You know, and this happened a few times where YouTube famous people, and this happened a lot in overseas, right? YouTube famous people left and went completely into mainstream.
Yeah.
But then they died out as soon as they got to mainstream. You know, but the guys that focused on actually, like, staying on YouTube, for example, like Logan Paul, right? Mr. Beast, they're still having successes on mainstream, on mainstream, but they still focused 100% on the YouTube channel.
So, one thing I can tell you, one thing I realized, YouTube is like an umbrella, to be honest. You can go to TikTok and have 500K followers, I'm telling you, 1 million followers. Open a YouTube channel, you'll see, you'll be on 1,000. Go to TikTok, have 1 million views, have 1 million followers. Go to YouTube, you find already have 10K. So go to Instagram, you have 500K, 200K. Go to YouTube, you still have 10K. So, but with YouTube, if you have 500K on TikTok, you basically have 1 million plus. On Instagram, you basically have 200K plus.
Yes.
So for me, I feel like YouTube is an umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Because I main reason is that with the other platforms, you show yourself still, ne?
Sure.
But with YouTube, you, like, people feel you more than everything. That's where people, like, I can see your video now on TikTok, ne? Laugh my head out. Like, laugh my head out. And still don't search you.
Forget, yeah.
It's a 30 second thing. Come on, my guy. Sure. You're finding your way. But I won't do a follow up. But with YouTube, my guy, you just watch a 10 minute video of me saying or doing something. You are definitely, definitely going to follow me and check out. Actually, how's
you're building
this guy?
A relationship with the viewer. You're building like almost like an ongoing relationship with the viewer.
I feel like YouTube is an umbrella. So if you have a huge thing on YouTube, you can spread out. Just don't leave it. Make sure it keeps running and you go on.
Consistency. What would you say, and sorry, just to add on, I think this is a very important thing. What is a good consistency to keep on YouTube? Is it every 2 weeks, or is it every week, or is it every month? What would you say is a good strategy for newcomers?
To be honest, I would like to say, to be honest with you, if you want to grow, I like, it depends on how you want to grow. Like, I know now I'm on 97K, ne? And I want that 100K thing to knock in. I've been dropping every video, every day. Even today, I'm going to drop it. Because I know, I just don't want people to forget when I'm still there, you know what I'm saying? But let's study so that you don't bore people. Let them marinate, let it cook, let it sink in 3 times a week.
3 times a week, no?
That's quite aggressive,
that's
right? 3 times
that's
a week.
That's what I used to do.
Really? Hey?
Yeah, I used to do that.
You used to do 3 times a week?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Sometimes if I feel like, I can't do 3 times a week because I have 4 videos and I wanna... Because when you have videos on your hand, ne, it doesn't, it takes out the grind. It's like when you have money in your account. Sometimes you'll be like, I don't have to trade. I don't have to sell. I don't have to. Because why? You know, you have, it's like a video. If you have a video on you now and you didn't post it, you're like, nah, I'm safe. And let me, we did an interview with Zilli, so it's not uploaded. Let's not call King Omar because we still have content. If you put it out, you feel empty. So when you feel, so there were times I would post twice a day. I have 2 YouTube channels. So I'll post there, or post on the same video, on the same YouTube channel twice. So yeah.
Fantastic. You're hungry.
Yeah, I know. Well, guys, I mean, you're hearing it here from a man who's very consistent on YouTube and very successful indeed. We're talking about success and grinding, but we're going to be back with the conversation right after this.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors, to another episode of Concast, where we're here with the one, the only, Mr. Zilawizi.
Let's get it.
Final segment of the show, guys. You know, we've been having a good interview thus far, but I have another question for you,
Jim. Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to your YouTube, Instagram, when it comes to your growth, because your YouTube has... Yeah. Incredible amount of followers. Your Instagram has incredible amount of followers. Was the growth like super quick or was it steady?
Steady.
Steady growth.
I'd like to say steady, yeah.
How long you think it took then?
YouTube, I think I started maybe last year.
Yeah, 2020. It's
2022.
The channel was created in 2020.
But I started maybe...
You started uploading in 2021.
2021. Yeah. Last year. Yeah. When we went to Cape Town with Abu Kimo. Yeah, it was last year. I feel like it's a steady growth for
steady,
me.
Sure.
Like, because I mean, sometimes I see videos, I'm like, wait. I was looking like this once, and I posted it. I once said this. I did a lot of videos, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find out you did a lot of videos, and people posted them on their TikTok channels. You see yourself there. I'm like, what? Why? Like you find one video is being posted on multiple TikTok accounts, and it's doing numbers there.
Yes.
So you get videos, man. things that I never thought or I said, you know. So I feel like it's been steady based on the amount of videos that are out
You've
there.
You've been putting out. Okay.
But let's talk about TikTok, right?
Yeah.
So firstly, I want to reference this video, sir.
Oh, the pachacha.
Exactly.
So
this did extremely, extremely, extremely well, you know.
Yeah.
35,000 likes, 167 comments, half a million views, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, this did extremely well.
Yeah.
And you did, you took girls and you invited them on this car.
Yeah.
Firstly, I must ask you, this is the cheapest car in SA.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on it?
No, I actually have a video. I went to the thing. I don't want to lie to you. I actually want to purchase it. Eh?
Yeah, you want to get it purchased.
Yeah, because that one, you know, that thing you're like, nah, I knew a bro who had it. So I'm like, a day before, like 3 days, 4 days before.
Yeah.
So I'm in a taxi, and the taxi is not full. It's empty.
Sure.
So I do a video. I'm like, yo. So now everyone bought the Pachacha, the 100 rand car, and here I'm alone in the taxi. Yeah, guys, you should have told us.
Yeah.
I meet with my manager at Spa maybe a few days later. And she's like, what? Look. I'm like, what? She shows me the car.
Mm.
We stop, we go to the guy. I'm like, yo, can I shoot with the thing and everything?
Yeah.
And we formed a relationship. We collaborated. We spoke or not. These are the terms. We had terms. And even did a skit in it. So, yeah. So.
And do you really like the car, though?
I do.
Yeah.
It's actually a bike.
I feel like if that car can talk, I feel like it was gonna be me. Because people look at it and say it's a joke, but it does the work.
Yeah, it does the work. Nah.
And puts in
it's A to B. And it's economical, and it's not that bad. You know, it's just that I think its max speed is 80 km/h.
And also, full tech is 130.
What?
Yo.
Yeah.
It's more expensive to fill my bike than
130.
So that's a small. That's like
A 2 liter.
A 2 liter petrol tank, man. It's strange.
Yeah, and it's spacious, man.
Yeah.
You should see the skit that I did. In it,
So is it also on your
YouTube channel?
Well, Zilouis, I mean, all the success that you've had, nah. One that is a big highlight on the 12th of October 2021.
Yeah.
And you started posting in 2021.
Yeah.
You reached 1 million views on that day.
Yeah.
How's that feeling, bro?
Within a year, bro.
Within a year,
1 million, bro.
Like, not even a whole year. 12th of October, you're almost at the end.
Yeah.
And you started at the beginning.
So, I don't know, man. Like, you know, I feel like there's more, man. There's more. When I read somewhere, I just feel like, that's why I put the thing, Amazon's into the world. One thing about it is that you can't finish the world.
Yes.
So if my main goal is to travel outside the world for the world to see me, then that means I will never stop. Because if the Amazon's into, you must be in every country. They must know you. Until that happens, then I can say,
you want 8 billion views.
I just feel like I'm on 5 now.
But seriously,
I've been posting.
Like, were you not like, oh my god, 1 million? You just like, okay.
I was like, oh, shut up, but I still have
more.
As we speak, I saw the notification not long ago. It said you've reached 5 million views. I'm like, hey, guys, relax with the views. Let's reach 100k. So I'll celebrate even on my Instagram account. I didn't even change the subscribers. I think it's still on 90 or 80.
Mm.
I was like, you know what? I'm gonna change it one day when I've reached this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, my grind is an ongoing thing, and I feel like there's always more, man.
Yes.
Like, you must have the hunger inside of you, and that's what's gonna make you the best.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, always.
Yeah, so I feel like there's more. And when it can be 10 million, people are celebrating 10 million views, 10 million subscribers, you are celebrating 1 million views. I'm saying be grateful for your thing. I'm grateful and I'm happy for myself, but I still feel like I can still do more.
You love once and you must grab the world, you know, by its horns and go out there and conquer, you know? But what can we expect from the future of you, sir?
Mm.
you can expect. I always say this. I must stop saying this.
You can expect right there for your
stand-up
fans.
Comedy. Yeah, because I always say it's about time I just do it, man. Because every time people are like, "Hey, what can we expect?" I'm like, stand-up comedy. Yes. Even yet now, I didn't like do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But that's the main thing and the mainstream that I wanna go to, and that's where I wanna like take everything to the top, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that would be great, man. You must give us a heads up so we can come to your first show.
We can be there.
We might bring cameras though.
Come to support and capture.
You
know, firstly, I must say congratulations once again on all the success you had, right? But we at Kong, right, we want to offer you a free photo shoot to the value of $2,500. All right, you come through, get a nice photo shoot, you know, for the grams, do some clothing changes, set it up, you know. But from our side, bro, we wish you all the best.
Even you guys, we try, bro.
But like, you know, the thing is, we wish you all the success. And from our side, bro, if you ever, I mean, now you know us, you're family, bro. So, you know, if you ever want to come through, please come through. You know, ever want to come through and have a drink, come through and have a drink, bro.
Not water.
If you're going to come and hang out, and, you know, if you're going to come through, feel creative, come and use the studio space, do your thing. You know,
I was actually supposed to do something. I was talking to you, Nick. I said, you know, it's fine. Let me not rush it. I'm going to come up with something. At least now I know where to come to.
No, you know exactly, bro. Our doors is open for you, bro. You don't go through the website. You come through us, bro.
I don't know what I'm going to plan. A higher production thing. The first people I'm going to hit is you.
So
that people can like come and rent the studio.
That's it, bro.
We can't show you, but just come see for yourself. You'll be happy.
100%.
Cool. Dude, once again, thank you. Thank you so much for coming through, bro.
No problem.
We really look up to you. Yes. I mean, like you know, on YouTube it says people who watch your videos watch, and you're up there. You're up there. So you know, so personally, bro, thank you for coming on the show.
We love
what you're doing. Wish you all the best. Come through. Let's do this bang off a photo shoot. You know, bring your drip. Bring your your nice drip, bro.
I know. Come through.
Let's set it up and let's do a bang off photo shoot for you, bro. You know.
No problem.
But thank you so much, bro.
Thank you for coming through.
Zilu,
is there anything you
want to
say to your fans?
Anyways, it's your boy Zilu. And share. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment. But most importantly, I hope you enjoyed.
Awesome stuff, guys. What else do I say after that? After the intro, I mean, you just took the show, guys. But you already know, here at Kong Republic, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe just on his tip as well. And here from everybody in Kong Republic and Kong Cast, we'd like to say safe. Bye, guys. Kong Republic, I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kong Cast.